I think money had a little something to do with it. They have worked with the Grand Ole Opry for over 30 years. Back in the late 50s and early 60s, if any of you or your parents or grandparents used Martha White, you'll remember these because that was their big sponsor. It was a big deal. After the show, not during it, but after the show, if you want to buy their tapes or CDs, right up here is a tent that they've got set up, and you can buy their tapes and CDs, so they're all set to do that. They will be on the main stage, so you can hear them again this evening at around 10:40. So without further ado, as they say, Grand Ole Opry's Jim and Jesse with the Virginia Boys.
Part of the music today. It's good to be with you. And if we get these boys down here a little closer, we'll hear each other. Should be better, I think. We're spread out from all across the county, looks like. Anyway, we're happy to be here and look forward to coming down and being with you for quite a few years. It's been a long time since we worked down here. We lived over in Live Oak for quite a while. That was 100 years ago, it sounds like. Seems like it. We hope to enjoy a few things we have here with our group we call the Virginia Boys. And I'll introduce the boy who did the singing. He's sort of my standby anymore. And in fact, he's just about taking my place. He plays a mandolin, and this is my grandson, Luke McKnight. We'll do some of the older songs that we recorded throughout the years, and there's one called I'm Gonna Love You One More Time.
I just read the letter you wrote me, and these tears stains you cannot deny. I can see that you're tired of your new love, though I'll answer in just a few lines. I'm gonna love you one more time and give you a chance to be true. If you leave me again, we'll no longer be friends, for I'm tired of playing with you. After searching this wide world all over, I'm surprised to have found you again. I had made up my mind to forget you, but my heart was too broken to mend. I'm gonna love you one more time and give you a chance to be true. If you leave me again, we'll no longer be friends, for I'm tired of playing hide and seek with you. Of another, but now you were trying to flee from the cold, empty world that he left you. Now you're ready to come back to me. I'm gonna love you one more time and give you a chance to be true. If you leave me again, we'll no longer be friends, for I'm tired of playing hide and seek you.
Thank you very much. I hope you enjoyed that. I guess one of the songs that's been one of our most popular songs since we've been at the Grand Ole Opry, we recorded this, I guess, this before we went up there 30-some years ago. 36, I guess. Then. And we'd like to sing it for you and get our bass player over here. He worked with Bill Monroe. He might have been here the last time Bill was here. He's from Ohio. His name is Tom Ewing. Let's give Tom a hand on bass. Over there.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
This is what we done the last time, only a week ago. Sweet Little Miss Blue Eyes.
It makes me forget all the other girls I've met. Sweet Little Miss Blue Eyes, who's sweeter to me than you really ought to be. Sweet Little Miss Blue Eyes. Walk in the line, 'cause I'm glad that she's mine. I'm living in paradise. I know it can't go wrong, but just ringing along with sweet little Miss Blue Eyes. start taking care of my heart. She makes me realize it's lucky for me, and I really want to be with sweet little Miss Blue Eyes. Cause I'm glad that she's mine. I'm living in paradise. I know I can't go wrong. I'm just ringing along with sweet little Miss Blue Eyes. With sweet little Miss Blue Eyes.
Introduce our banjo player right now, a boy from state of Virginia. He's one of the newer members of our group, and he's gonna do quite a bit of picking here. I guess when he come off the, he said the air conditioned bus, our air conditioning wasn't working for a long time. So everything's out of tune. We just get Jim Britton over here on the banjo. Let's give Jim a hand, will you? Jim Britton there, we hope you enjoyed that one. Please, I get this down here where I can pick into it. Think I'm getting shorter, I believe.
It's a double barrel.
Okay, I hope we don't mess up the radio broadcast too much here with this.
You always were shorter.
Well, I usually, they usually give me something to stand on. But
did you introduce everybody? We're going to get Jesse's grandson around here to help us. Yeah. Gordon, I didn't know you were an electrician. His dad was an electrician too, and Gordon was his first shock.
thanks, Jim. I need to be.
This is Gordon Reed over here from Tennessee. Speaking of shocks, we're going to get Luke to come back. Luke knows all these old songs that we've been singing, and we're going to get him to help us sing one here. This song was recorded by Gene Autry years ago, and you know, back when they had all them Saturdays, we had them good old cowboy movies every Saturday morning, and I'd always hitchhike to town and try to slip in the theater. I didn't have money to get a ticket. they'd throw me out about halfway through the movie. But I said something to Luke about Gene Autry had recorded this song, and he said, "Who in the world is Gene Autry?" And I said, "Well, everybody knew Gene Autry." I said, "He was a cowboy, and he rode a white horse." Y'all don't know him either, do you?
Yeah,
his name was.
Trigger.
Yeah. We're going to do one entitled "Gosh, I Miss You All the Time."
When whippoorwills are calling, night is gently falling, that's when I miss you most. When I'm feeling lonely, thinking of you only, that's when I miss you most. I'm deep in meditation, searching all creation for the one that's so divine. I'll miss you when it's daylight, I'll miss you when it's midnight. Gosh, I miss you all the time. Church bells are ringing, nightingales are singing, that's when I miss you most. When I'm feeling lonely, thinking of you only, that's when I miss you most. When old friends get together in any kind of weather, I feel like I'm left behind. I'll miss your arms the ceiling around me so appealing. Gosh, I miss you all the time. I'm deep in meditation, searching all creation for the one that's so divine. I'll miss you when it's daylight, I'll miss you when it's midnight. Gosh, I miss you all the time.
Okay, we're going to get Tom Ewing over here at... Jesse did introduce you.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. Tom was, he's from Columbus, Ohio. And we got some folks here from Ohio. I thought everybody
nice.
Was right here in
Nice
Tom,
to see you
right
again.
Here in Florida. Yeah, it's great to get to come back and visit with all you folks. And we were here in 1855.
Yeah.
Feel like it sometimes. Yeah. Golly, when you have to put up with a brother for 50-some years.
Not easy.
That's one time around. But Tom worked with Bill Monroe for 10 years. Last 10 years that Bill had his band, and Tom sang, played the guitar and sang lead for Bill. And we all used to tour together. We had a lot of wonderful times at... We used to work package shows all the time during the winter with Bill and all the Bluegrass boys. And, but we're going to do a song here. A lot of the, of course, when Bill and his brother Charlie, they started out and started recording, I guess, what is it, in the late 20s, Tom?
1936.
36, yeah.
for 2 years. They recorded for RCA.
I was talking about the 20s. I was thinking about back
back then. Yes,
yeah,
sir.
I was thinking about when
before
Jesse...
Before they recorded, yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking 20s. About when Jesse first recorded.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, that's
but right.
A lot of the people in the early days of the Carter family and all, they were family groups or brother acts. And we used to sing, there was some brothers, the Delmore brothers, some of you might remember. They were one of the early groups on the Grand Ole Opry, in fact. And we recorded several of their songs. We get Tom to help us do one here entitled, It's Time for the Whippoorwills to Sing.
Oh, the moon and the stars are brightly shining, all around the sweetness of the spring. But I'm sad and in loneliness I'm pining, for the one on earth I'll never see again. How I long for the day when I shall meet her, if it be where the angels sweetly sing. She is mine and the thought of her grows sweeter, when it's time for the whippoorwills to sing. She made the promise, these words to me great joy did bring. I'll be true and you know you'll find me waiting, when it's time for the whippoorwill to sing.
How I long for the day when I shall meet her, if it be where the angels sweetly sing. She is mine and the thought of her grows sweeter, when it's time for the whippoorwill to sing.
With the thought I'd be returning to her great joy and wealth to bring. But I've returned too late and now I'm pining for the one on earth I'll never see again.
How I long for the day when I shall meet her, if it be where the angels sweetly sing. She is mine and the thought of her grows sweeter, when it's time for the whippoorwills to sing.